This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب عبد عدامة والصلاة الله آت محمد الوسيلة والفضل وابعث المقام المحمود الوعد
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we seek His aid and forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful be mindful of Allah, and die not except in a state of submission to Him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created His mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib. He is a monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Him to accept your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation, and for every innovation is a form of going astray, and for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell, and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. I was in the car with my wife a couple of years ago, actually many years ago, and we were driving to a rally. And this rally, as we were entering this rally, subhanAllah, it was upon the entrance you find people that were against Islam and Muslims. And the way that I found out was the poster board that they were holding. You know, the things that were written on there are things that I can't even say on the minbar. I can't even say them because there were curse words that were very Islamophobic. Islamophobic meaning statements of hatred towards Islam and even statements of hatred towards those that practice Islam, you and me. And they don't even know us. But it were statements of hatred. As I'm in the car with my wife and my children, who are young, by the way, none of them over the age of 15, they're asking what that word means on the poster board. How do you explain what that means? You're going to have to say something. So you have to explain it in a way that lets them know the situation. You know, there are people that just don't like you for who you are, just as the prophets were not liked for who they were. And what was the main reason they were not liked? You always bring it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring it back to because of the faith, which is the way that we live our life. Some people know that and they're envious, but some people don't. And this is the safest way to start. There may be those that are ignorant about who you are and what you represent. And if they found out, there's a probability, a high probability, that they may accept the way you are and want to become a part of that fraternity, that lifestyle, i.e. be a Muslim. And we should have no shame in believing in that. Or let me say it another way. We should have no shame or no doubt that Al-Hadi can guide who he wills. We read about this from many companions, from them Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was envious towards Islam and Muslims. And he became, throughout history, the second caliph in Islam. And throughout history, he was also the one that was opened, what, as we know, as Palestine today, Quds, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we're driving in the parking lot, we get closer to these people with these very, very colorful words, if you will. And as I'm driving, one of them knocks on the door, brothers and sisters, knocks on the door on my wife's side. And she says a hateful word. She calls her a type of animal. And then her husband, or whoever that joker was, who that guy was, excuse me, comes next to her and he says something else. Brothers and sisters, for a split moment, I was ready to lose my freedom. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I was ready to get out the car and lose my freedom. If you know what that means, I was ready to beat him down with my hands or whatever was in my hand. You're not going to talk to my wife like that. But I stopped and I kept going and I drove and went inside into the rally and there was a couple of talks. Alhamdulillah. It was good for our children to see that because they saw that this is the real world. There will be people that will not like you. There will be people that have the wrong idea about you. But what is important is to stay the course. What is important is to make sure that your anchor is always that which holds you down. That's what we call it, an anchor. It's the heaviest element that holds the boat down. So it holds you down, keeps you grounded, keeps you firm. Does not let your emotions drive you off into something that you may regret because something may happen to you or other than you, being those that may believe what you believe. And that's the message that I want to propagate today, particularly to our youth, is that we cannot be of those that allow our emotions to take us to do things that we may regret, that may have a rippling effect on not only us, but our family members or the ummah at large. The ummah at large. Because we have to take the means to unity. What is going on with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza in particular? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yufarraj anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their affairs easy for them. Wa nas'al Allah yarbut ala qulubihim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their hearts firm on their belief in Him, on their faith. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make any affliction, pain, internally, externally, be an expiation for any shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept any of our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that practice better deeds from what we were yesterday to where our du'as can be accepted. And may Allah make us concerned with those actions for this particular reason and make us present in these types of thoughts on an hourly basis, not daily, hourly basis. May Allah protect our brothers and sisters. When seeing this, brothers and sisters, I've been asked countless times by the youth. And I say alhamdulillah that I've been asked for them, by them. Youth, those that are in high school, those that are in college, primarily. I feel that I'm not doing enough. I'm very angry. What can I do? I can't go over there. What can I do? I say, firstly, this is a good feeling. To have the desire to do something. To feel sad. To feel angry. This feeling of sadness when you see pictures. And I don't even want to describe them. Many of us have seen them already. Of people your age or younger or those that were just born. It makes you sad and then it makes you angry. And this is from our iman because we do not like to see any human being oppressed. But particularly those that believe in Islam, Allah and His Messenger, we don't like to see that even more. It makes us more sad, more depressed. But I always remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was holding his son Ibrahim in his arms. He was holding him in his arms and Ibrahim was taking his last breath, his child, young boy. He was taking his last breath. And it was mentioned like his breath, you could hear the mucus because it was, subhanAllah, it was not a clear breathing. As you can hear, clear breath, it was not so. He was taking his last breath. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he smelled him, he caressed him, and then he was emotionally intelligent. He said, "Inna al-ayn al-tadma' wal-qalb al-yahzun, walana wa inna li-mufaraqatika ya Ibrahim la-mahzunun." He said that verily the eyes shed tears, the heart is saddened, and verily, O Ibrahim, we are with your departure from this earth, from me, your father, we're saddened. "Wala naqulu illa ma yurdi Rabb," but we will not say anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His own son dying in his arms. I don't know if any of you have ever had that experience. We've seen that with our brothers and sisters in Gaza in their arms, subhanallah. We cannot allow that anger to divert us to a direction that will be detrimental to our development as Muslims. And even individually, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. It is important that we are haris, that we are diligent, that we harness these feelings, but we allow them and steer them and dare I say guide them after Al-Hadi's permission, the ultimate guide, to use that in a way that brings us closer to Allah by doing things that help ourselves and help humanity. I want to start with the story of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that when he went to Mount Sinai, Jabal al-Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summoned him for 40 days and 40 nights. And Musa asked to see him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Lan tarani, walakin انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني." He said, "Look at the mountain, and if it stays firm, stays there, then you will see me." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed himself to the mountain bursted. And Musa lost his consciousness. And then said, "Subhanaka tubutu ilayka wa ana awwal al-mu'mineen." When he woke up, he said, "Subhanak, glory to you, Allah. I seek forgiveness and I am the first of the believers." In the chapter of Ta'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "You know, the people that you left, Banu Israel, that were just saved from Fir'aun. When you left and the sea was split for you and you say you are saved from Fir'aun, Banu Israel, there is a man there named Samiri. And some say his name was Musa as well. He convinced them to take their gold and melt it and make it in the shape of a ijl. And an ijl is like a small cow or a calf. And when this ijl was made, because he was an expert in molding, as some scholars say, he took this melted gold and molded it into a small cow. And when the wind would blow through it, it had a khawar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, jasada lahu khawar. It had a howling sound, or some would say it sounded like a cow. To where some of the fujar, some of the individuals that were from Bani Israel, and some scholars say the disobedient ones, started to worship this calf, this gold statue. When Musa came back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something so interesting and human and prophetic. Interesting because he's human, but he's still a prophet, alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَبَّانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِ. Allah says in the chapter of Al-A'raf, when Musa returned to his people full of wrath and sorrow, he said, vile is the course that you have followed in my absence. بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِ. بِئْس is like, what a bad thing. It's a form of disappointment. مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي. What I have left you with. After I have left, what have y'all done? Then he says, alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ. Were you hasty in the order of your Lord? And some say, الْعَجَلَ and السُرْعَ. A sur'a means you're doing something rapidly or quickly. But ajala means you are hasty, means that you are doing something before its prescribed time. Hasty. So when he asked them a rhetorical question, were you hasty in the order of your Lord? Then what did Musa do? Alayhi salam. وَأَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. The tablet that Musa had, أَلْقَاهُ. He threw the tablet. وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. He pulled his brother, his older brother, Aaron, Harun, whom he left to be amongst the people. He pulled his head. And some scholars say it was from anger. Some scholars say it was because he wanted to speak to him. And how could you let this happen? Because what does Musa say? Alayhi salam, what does he say after that? وَأَلْقَ الْأَوَاهَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. قَالَ مِنَ أُمَّ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي. He said, oh, the son of my mother, Ibn Ummi. Verily the people, what did they do? They overpowered me and almost killed me. Because Harun tried to call the people to good, but they disobeyed him. They rather obeyed the Samiri. Because the Samiri was telling them that, look, this is what is prescribed for us. Let's make this golden calf and worship it. And then a sound came out of it, and they were more amazed and ended up worshiping. Some of them ended up worshiping the golden calf. But Harun said, these people tried to kill me. But then Harun says a very important statement, and this is very important for all of us as Muslims, particularly now when we are angry, when we may go to rallies, and we may have some dissension amongst each other, or someone may say something from the other side, or let's say people that do not wish any good for Islam and Muslims, don't wish any good for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, they may say something very ignorant. And in the midst of people yelling, in the midst of adrenaline, in the midst of anger, in the midst of sadness, someone may do something that is not befitting from the Muslims. What does Harun say to Moses, to remind Moses? Harun alayhi salam, what does he say? إِنَّ الْقَوْمِ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Harun tells Moses, the people were trying to kill me. They would kill me if I was to continue on. He says, so let not the enemies gloat over me. Why? Don't let them gloat over me or over us even when they see us having a problem with one another. It is important that we as Muslims today, particularly our youth, when what is going on in Palestine, we make sure that we are still a solid body of Muslims together. That we represent each other. That we don't talk bad about one another. You know, how many Muslims, mashallah, are going online, on television, and they're taking it upon themselves with the knowledge that they have, with the wherewithal that they have, to speak and represent a human effort. But then on top of that, to even say it's a religious concern as well. When Muslims see that, and they are telling facts and they're doing the best that they can, we should spread the message. We should not talk down upon someone that is making the effort to stand up for justice and to say the fact that I and my brothers and sisters stand for justice is because I'm a Muslim. It's because I'm a Muslim. This is important that we as Muslims take that opportunity to make sure we articulate our faith in a way that is conducive to society. So that's what we mean. Firstly, importantly, is to be wise. Is to be wise, to try to do the right thing at the right time. And that wisdom is important for our youth as well, because the emotion, the anger, which I said can be from iman, from faith, if you find yourself, you feel that you may be a little unstable, meaning that you may want to do something in a classroom to where someone may say something wrong or incorrect, or they have the wrong motives in saying terrorist. Are you from this terrorist nation, Muhammad? Aren't you from Palestine? Oh, so you're a terrorist as well? They may say something like that to your middle school child. As parents, it's important that we firstly talk to our children in school nowadays, especially if they're in public school, to ask them questions. What do you think about this news article or this video that we just watched, this interview? Making it a point to educate our children on what is happening in Palestine, or even better, what has happened and what led up to this in Palestine. And youth, it's important when you feel that level of instability, emotional discomfort, that you reach out to someone of knowledge that is older than you, or you reach out to someone that is even older than you that can give you some wisdom, that can tell you to calm down. Or they tell you, and this is my advice to the parents and the elders as well, to say, I understand what you're going through. I understand what you're feeling. I feel the same way. And always tie it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because let's be honest, brothers and sisters, there's times as human beings, we don't want to hear be patient. And there's times where be patient is not enough. But know for sure, be patient is the foundational principle that should be there at the beginning, the middle, and the end. So when one is active, they're still acting in a patient way. When one is at a rally, they're still being active, but they're still patient with the predestination of Allah. They're patient that the outcome, inshallah, will come in our lifetime. And if not, I trust that Allah will allow that outcome to come, inshallah. So when looking at the statement of Harun alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, it's important for us to remember that this is a huge opportunity for us as Muslims to come together as one ummah and to show our love and solidarity for one another by having this shared expression and feeling and sympathy of what is going on in Palestine, for the fact that it is oppression of a people. And on top of that, it is a holy land and it is Muslims that are being oppressed in this way. We can share that emotion together. And this will bring us closer as brothers and sisters, make no mistake. And even secondly, with humanity, those that may not be Muslim, this is an opportunity for them to know that this is an Islamic characteristic as well, for us to have the sympathy and empathy. But most important, when they see on the television what is happening with our brothers and sisters over there, having absolutely nothing, but the name that they still call out is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They still call on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is meant by we are learning from them. When you see someone that clearly has something less than you, whether it's wealth, whether it's health, because with health one may not be able to obtain wealth, and you see them smile and they say, Alhamdulillah. They say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. They say, praise, all praise due to Allah. How are you? And then they say, Allah is sufficient for us. Meaning that these tangible things, my own house, my own home, which is rubble, Allah is sufficient for me. My own health, Allah is sufficient for me. This is why in this masjid, and many masajid around the world, not only America, not only Dallas, people are becoming Muslim. This is a good thing. But brothers and sisters, let's not make the mistake that when they become Muslim and things may simmer down, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters and to change the situation. When things simmer down, quote unquote, that we don't return to the way that we were mentally, culturally, and sometimes religiously, to where we separate from one another. So brothers and sisters, allow these emotions and feelings that we have, particularly our youth, to be conducive in a way, to be in a way that is conducive for ourselves, for our iman, and for the ummah. Reach out to those that are older than you. Reach out to people of knowledge and have in your mind, how will this benefit me in front of Allah? How will this benefit the ummah? Because the last thing that we want is what Harun said to his brother. Do not let the enemies of Allah and of goodness rejoice over our dissension, over our separation, over our disunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are a unified people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that have the initial drive in our hearts to be unified for His sake, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, wahid kulubana, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ughfir lana min dhunubina wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Ya Rabbil Alameen, unsur Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma sur mustada'afin fi kulli makan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma sur mustada'afin fi Gaza wa fi Filistin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa fi Sudan wa fi Sin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa fi Afghanistan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa fi Maghrib, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa fi Mashariq al-Ard wa Magharibiha, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, forgive our brothers and sisters and protect our brothers and sisters all around the world that are suffering, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, bless them in their hearts with sufficiency, with your greatness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to be a good sign on this earth for those that believe in you and those that don't believe in you, to be a sign of mercy and love and intelligence and integrity at the same time, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-abrar. Aqimus salat.
الله أكبر الله